Welcome back to another episode of Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio Podcast. We have Justine here from One Heart Massage, and she's recently located to Main Street, which is very cool. So we're going to talk about her services at One Heart Massage. Hi, Justine. Thanks for coming. So glad to have you.
Thank you.
And just for the record, we also have a pup here that is, I think we'll probably end up talking about her because I know you love her a lot. So she's with us as well. So if you hear from her, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So, excuse me. One Heart Massage is, like I said, on Main Street. Obviously, the name tells a little bit about what you're offering. But tell us a little bit about your philosophy and the goals that you have for your clients, that sort of thing.
So my business name, One Heart, is about like oneness. It's about each individual person taking care of themselves and helping the community to be more balanced and happier and healthier and more joyful. A lot of people think that massage is an indulgence.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Which it isn't.
No.
It's part of taking care of yourself and being well, and makes you more able to show up for your family and your loved ones, for your job, and be present and feel good. Also to enjoy life. So that's pretty much my goals for my clients. I want them to come take care of themselves, take a break out of their busy schedules. I want to encourage them to do other things that are good for their bodies and for their mental health. So it's kind of selfish, you know, really it's for myself to live in a community of people that are feeling really good.
Right. No, that's
awesome.
Having
a good time and helping each other. So that was the idea behind the business name.
That's great. And on that topic, if you're not feeling well, you're not productive. Your life, listen, there's moms, there's non-moms, there's workaholics, there's overdoers, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter who you are. In order to function well, you need to feel well.
Totally. Yeah. And I really want to help change that idea. Like, you know, you don't have to overwork to be a valuable person.
Right.
A real valuable person shows up with quality.
Right.
Feeling good. And
You hit the nail on the head for me, because it's like, I'm like, I gotta work. But I also take care of myself in the way you're talking about. So.
And for moms, you know, I have a lot of moms that they barely can make it in there for their appointment.
Right.
You really want to set an example for your children. You know, you don't want to show them that, you know, being a woman or being a mom is about being, you know, exhausted.
Exactly.
And way overstressed. You want to show them that life is fun and feeling good in your body is good.
Mm-hmm. So important. Absolutely. I raised two kids and I totally get exactly what you're saying. It's the same thing about how we raise our daughters, you know, the way they want to be treated or what have you. So, I mean, it's a whole... they can't see my hand motion, but it's a whole circle of, you know, like everything is all connected. Mm-hmm. So I think that's super important. So why don't we talk about the services that you offer when someone makes an appointment with you?
So my main services are, I call it just a customized massage. Mm-hmm. So I sit down and do an intake and we kind of talk about your life and your stress and your pain. And then I kind of formulate a plan. Mm-hmm. So I do a couple different things in a customized massage. Sometimes I'll do a little bit of the back walking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll use my hands and then throw some cups on there if you have really bad tension from working at a desk or something. Mm-hmm. extra reflexology if I feel like that's going to be helpful. Or if they have an idea about what they think will relax them the best.
Sure.
You know, so we'll focus more time on that. I'm also really encouraging pregnancy massage. If you get massaged during your pregnancy, it's an easier labor. It's an easier recovery from the birth.
Sure.
You feel better with your new baby.
Right, sure.
And then the other one is I'm now offering the back walking, which is called ashiatsu massage.
Okay, let's say that together. Ashiatsu.
So it just means foot pressure.
Okay,
so
cool.
It just means using your feet and gravity. So I have like trapeze bars above my table. And it's a gentle but deep pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. Like some deep tissue massage is really violent and hard to relax.
Well, and you feel worse days later. And
that's not good.
No, I know that when I get a massage, like, I just don't want to be in pain tomorrow from this. Yeah.
And the ashiatsu massage, people are really tight. So some people do need that deep of pressure. Mm-hmm. But you have to do it where they can stay loose.
Sure.
And relaxed and breathe. So the ashiatsu is a like gentle pressing. They can't see my hand either. But
just visualize, people, visualize.
You know, right. Slowly pressing in until you're hitting the deepest tension. Sure. And I'm having like awesome results.
That's so cool.
I'm really excited. It's also really good for men. Uh-huh. You know, like construction workers or really tough, big guys who don't do a lot of good things for their bodies.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it just kind of cracks that top layer of tension. Yeah. Especially if you're in a lot of pain. Lower back problems, it really helps with. I just stand on their butts.
That's so cool.
Like, for real.
Yeah. I was just, this is now inappropriate joke alert. I was just thinking about how this would be great for my husband. And then you said that. And I'm like, well, my husband doesn't have a butt. So,
we're in. Stand on whatever I can find.
Find what you can.
And sometimes I'm just doing, like, a warm-up with the back walking where I keep the sheet on. And I get up and I just kind of press over the whole body just to get blood flowing.
Sure.
And then I hop down and I finish with a regular massage with my
hands. The hands. That's very cool. So it sounds like it's kind of, like you already said when you started, customized, but also innovative and adjusting to what you talked about before.
You can see how you feel. Like,
right.
If we do one where I start walking on you and then jump down and work on you, you think next time you'd benefit from more of the deep pressure.
Sure.
We'll adjust and do that. It's really about you feeling good and being able to relax. And
absolutely.
And
yeah. So can we sidestep a little bit? We'll come back to more services. But what about a visitor to join? Someone who's up here for a restful weekend. What do you think would be a good service for them?
Okay. I've been getting a lot of those. Like this past weekend I had like multiple people who called in to buy a massage for somebody who was coming up for the weekend.
Awesome idea.
I had like a surprise one where it was her 40th birthday and he told her like 15 minutes before.
That's so
great. She came up and a lot of times with those ones people will buy either a 60 or a 90 minute customized massage and then maybe a 15 minute add-on that the person gets to pick.
Sure.
So then I'll talk to them and they can add foot reflexology to get a little bit more time on the feet, or Reiki if they're interested in the energy work, or scalp and face massage if they get migraines or work at a computer. So those have been really fun. I can also, I'm only one person, but I do offer couples that are coming up where they can, I'll massage one and the other can relax in the front of my office.
Right.
And then I switch them.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll go over to Soups and Such or the coffee shop and I'll switch and do the other pair.
Sure.
Other partner.
Other person. Awesome. So if someone were coming up for the weekend, how much advance notice do you need? So I guess it's just really
it just kind of
depends on what your schedule.
Sometimes I have a day of appointment.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I don't have anything till
right.
2 weeks.
So the good thing to say to those who are listening that are planning trips, this is my advice, is if you know you're coming and you want to make it an extra relaxing time, then reach out and make an appointment in advance.
Yeah. And you can also, I have online booking on my website and it's so convenient. Because you can just see all my openings.
Got it.
And then kind of plan your trip around that. What's going to work best for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So that's awesome. And then what about mobile massage? Do you have any offerings in that? Like what would be required for you to be able to do it mobily?
Sometimes I do mobile massages. I like if someone's coming up with their family or their girlfriends and there's going to be like more than three massages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in those kind of ones. I could bring my table to their cabin and everyone can take turns, you know, taking baths and coming and getting their massages and sitting in the backyard or something.
Right.
Those are really fun.
Yeah.
And everyone gets to feel good and not drive.
Yeah.
I also sometimes do events. So if somebody's hosting an event in Julian and they're interested in having me come out, I definitely would like to hear from them.
Yeah, like a bridal party or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. All right, cool. Yeah. Cool. So, keep that in mind if you have an event coming up. All right, let's go back to the services. So we talked about the customized massage, and then we talked about the
ashiatsu. Everyone's having a hard time.
Yeah,
I might even drop the word.
No, don't, because it's fun to learn a word, you know? So like use a word three times and it's yours, right?
Yeah.
So ashiatsu will be my word by the end of today, right? And then I'll just tell my husband, lay down on the floor. I'm going to give you ashiatsu. Yeah. And he'd be like, woman, get off me. You have gained way too much weight. So, and then you also offer cupping.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also come in and do what I'm calling a cupping massage, which is where you still got a full body massage. So I start, warm you up, work your back, and then I'll put the cups on your worst tension. Mm-hmm. And then I move down and work on the feet, the legs, pull the cups off, flip you over, and do your neck. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice because you still get the whole massage, mm-hmm. but the cupping releases such deep tension.
Sure.
I mean, it's really like having five massages in one.
Yeah, I am. Love the results. I told you pre-interview, I do cupping. So I would give I don't do it. I don't perform it. I receive it. A bunch of fish bowls at my house. But I would highly recommend cupping people. I think cupping came to light when Michael Phelps was sitting there with cup marks all over him. I had no idea what cupping was. And then I learned that it's thousands of years old. It's not a brand new thing. But we all thought, what the heck is Michael Phelps doing?
Yeah.
And so if you're apprehensive or you think it's weird or that, you know, Michael Phelps is the only reason people are interested in it, I would encourage people to give cupping a try, you know.
And the cupping massage is nice because it's the same price as the customized massage. Mm-hmm. And I tell you before I put the cup on, the first one, and if it's too uncomfortable for you, too pinchy or too intense, mm-hmm. you can just be like, no,
right.
And I'll just take it off.
Yeah.
And we'll just complete the massage without that.
Yeah. Now, I myself, because I receive it, would encourage you to chill, wait a minute, and let the
and
cup
do
it.
You have to breathe.
Yeah,
breathe. When you feel that tightness, the pulling, because it sucks your skin and muscle up into the cup.
Right.
That negative pressure massage. And you feel it, and you're like, and then you just need to take a breath.
Right.
Try to relax your body.
Be
and let
one
the
with the cup.
Yeah. Just let it happen.
Yeah. 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 It, you know, sometimes people are intimidated trying something new. For me, I was experiencing so much pain that if you told me that you were going to stab me with a fork in my eye and it was going to make me feel better, I would go for it. Because I
feel the same way. I'm very motivated to get out of pain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
Some people, I think, maybe hold on to their pain for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in that boat anymore.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah. Completely.
I'll call in and get a psychologist in there. But I just would encourage people to try it because I've only been cupping for about a year and it's really made a difference for me. So absolutely. So Ashiatsu, cupping and customized massage. Talk a little bit about your studio. What would people expect when they come in? What does it feel like?
I love my studio. I'm really excited about this space. It's upstairs. So for people who have mobility issues, mm-hmm. that's a little bit of a problem. But I'm calling it my forest room.
Oh, cool.
So I painted it the color of the forest. It's a deep green, and then I have light colored curtains and tons of plants.
Awesome.
So it feels really good. It feels really cozy. I love working in there. It's really all about me because people are face down. And
I'm like, right. But if you're feeling good, then you're motivated.
I'm really in tune then.
Yeah, because nobody can. I know in my own work, it doesn't matter if you're a massage therapist or a tourist person like myself. If I'm not feeling good, then I'm not doing my best. So
Absolutely. You
being in a place that you love provides your client with that love that comes through you to them. I think that's totally awesome.
And I like
awesome.
Them to come in and feel different from where they came from.
Sure.
Like, to feel relaxed immediately, smell the smells, mm-hmm. and see the lighting, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, relief is near.
Right, absolutely.
The other thing I have is, I have a little bit of a retail section where I'm selling what's called liniments.
Uh-huh.
They're like tiger balm, that kind of thing,
uh-huh.
to that you can take home. I like to put that on people at the end of the massage, because
mm-hmm.
it just helps the muscles release even more. And then in between massages, you can take one of those home and use it on yourself. I also have a magnesium spray and some supplements. And in the future, I want to have kind of a fuller apothecary. So if you're sick or you're in need of something, mm-hmm. I can kind of direct you
in the right direction to feel better and how you can take care of yourself. I'm also a big proponent of tinctures.
I love tinctures.
Yeah, tinctures.
And tea. I love tea. The bath soaks is the other thing mm-hmm. I sell there. Because with, you know, trying to get out of pain, like we were talking about, it's more than one thing. You can't get one massage a year and think
right.
you're not going to have any more back pain.
Even no, absolutely.
Work 60 hours a week. You need to get massage and relax, take baths, you know, find time that you're taking care of yourself in other ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. And sometimes it's so easy to forget that. And we were doing massages, we being me and that amazing man I'm married to. We were doing it the last Sunday of every month. That was like our thing. You know, and
how was that?
It was fantastic, and we really looked forward to it. And then I don't know, life just got busy. I am not going to blame COVID for that, because really it's just me. And I think we stopped doing it, and who knows why? Like, maybe just one particular day didn't work, and then
you just got knocked off.
And then that was it. You know, I think there was a baby shower.
That's what I definitely encourage for people, mm-hmm. is to try to get yourself on a monthly schedule, mm-hmm. where it's the same time each month. Mm-hmm. So if you are in a lot of pain, week three, you're like, my massage is Sunday.
Yeah,
relief is near.
Right. And sometimes just knowing that can make you feel better, because you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, you're not just feeling like you're accumulating more and more and more tension.
Right. Absolutely. So I know you're on Facebook, and I know you have a website. So all of that will be in the show description.
Okay. I also do an Instagram where I try to, I do massage stuff, and then I post some of my fun. I play roller derby, so I post some roller derby fun stuff, and
cool,
so people can kind of see what I'm up to. And
I saw too on your website that you have a blog. So
I'm trying to do little articles and stuff that just help people open up to other ideas about health.
Sure That makes good sense. Absolutely. So I always wind up with the exact same question with everybody, because, you know, I have my own experiences. And so sometimes my questions are limited by my own experiences. So is there anything else that you want someone listening to know about what you offer? Like, did we cover it all? Or
okay,
what,
let me think.
One, two, three, what else?
Okay, let's see. What else is there? I guess maybe just to people who have never gotten massage, it's not scary, and mm-hmm. no one's judging your body, cares how you look.
Right.
It's really about feeling good. And when you do feel good, it compiles and makes you want to do more good things for yourself. Eat healthier, walk more.
Right.
Take time off.
Yeah.
So people get nervous. They think it's going to be awkward, and it really isn't.
No, it really isn't.
If it is awkward at the beginning, it's so worth getting through that.
Yeah. Yeah, find your way to the other side.
And it's all about you. You just get to feel good and relaxed. And even if it's 1 hour out of your whole month,
mm-hmm.
that it's just about you tuning in with how you feel and where your energy is. So valuable.
It is so valuable. It's funny that the theme of a lot of these interviews have been about positive energy. And I'm so glad about that, because it's just been a reoccurring theme of, you know.
How nice in our sweet little town.
I know, right? There's so many ways to feel awesome in Julian. So
I love that. So many ways to feel awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what life's really about.
It really is. It is. So again, anyone listening, all the pertinent links to information about One Heart Massage and Justine will be on the show description. I will also run a slideshow so they can see your Ashiatsu contraption, for lack of a better word, so they can see exactly what, you know, because that I think might be slightly intimidating, walking, like,
and
not knowing what you're
Instagram,
walking into.
Alex here in town did mm-hmm. a time lapse video. Uh-huh. So if you go back in my Instagram a little bit, you can see a 30-second sped up version of what I do.
Yeah, I think I saw
and
that.
And it looks less scary.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, get yourself a little familiar beforehand, so that way you can knock out any intimidation, because it's so funny. A couple of things have happened in my life from doing these interviews. I like signed up for the gift club at Crow and Lilac, and I definitely will be sending my husband in for the word that I now can hear in my head, but not, cannot make come out of my mouth. But no, definitely, because he's a big-shouldered dude, and he's a boss man, and I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
so.
It's a manly massage, but there it's also, go. I mean, it's great for everybody.
Sure.
The other thing I'd like to mention briefly is just. The other thing I offer is what I call a lunch break massage, mm-hmm. which is just a 30-minute massage mm-hmm. for busy people or someone who's maybe hesitant to massage. Mm-hmm. I can even do a 30-minute chair massage. So if you're really
uncomfortable. I was going to ask you about that. It's not about necessarily uncomfortable, but if it is a lunch break massage.
If you're in a hurry.
Well, you just don't want oil on your system.
Yeah, you don't want your hair to be
greasy. Yeah, yeah. So because I was getting face massages every Thursday, and that was my greasy hair day. Forget it. It was just, I was going to look like crap on Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's important that people know the lunch
and
break
massage.
And you can
also tell me that too. Like sometimes I have people busy
mm-hmm.
and if you don't want oil in your hair,
right.
I'll make sure I don't get oil.
Yeah.
In
so that's important on the lunch break.
But if you want your scalp massage, you can get oily hair. And that's
get
the best
oily
part.
Hair. Right. And then you just accept that Thursday is a bad hair.
Look a little gross, but you feel really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever. I look like I had a great massage.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. And thank you, dog over there. I didn't expect
Mona.
I didn't expect you to be so quiet.
She's actually in my massage room with me every day, too. She just snoozes and she encourages people to take deep breaths.
Yeah, apparently. She, either that or you and I are just really boring. I don't know. Boring. Sorry about that, dog. But and you know what? We'll make sure we get a picture of her for the slideshow as well. Yeah. Thanks so much. This was great. It was super fun talking to you.
This is great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. One Heart Massage. Thanks a lot.